In studio right now, we have a candidate for this year's Strathroy-Curdock municipal election for Ward 1, Donna Pammer. Donna, thank you for coming to visit us today. First of all, before we get into your campaign and all the details around that, tell us a little bit about your background.
Thanks, Chris. I've been a business owner, operator for the past 11 years. Prior to that, I've been an executive director for several not-for-profits and a fundraiser for the local Women's Rural Resource Center. My community involvement includes serving as a director with the Strathroy and Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm the past director of the Business Improvement Area and a director at the Strathroy Rotary Club.
Obviously, a lot of new faces running for council in 2022. You are one of them. Why the decision to run?
I think it's a really exciting time in our community with the ongoing implementation of the master plan. I feel that I can contribute to the consultation of the plan, and I'm really excited to get everything moving forward.
What are some of the top hitters right now on your platform when you start your campaign?
Well, obviously, affordable housing is on everybody's radar. And I think as a municipality, we have a responsibility to do our part in encouraging a variety of housing developments that meet the needs of all the community members. I also think that we need to manage our growth. We've seen a lot of growth in our community over the past few years. And while the master plan gives us a vision for that future, we need to keep in mind the environmental impact of the development and strive to preserve it as much as we can.
You can pretty much interpret all the new faces running for council as there may be a need for change. I would assume you agree that there's a need for change?
I think a fresh perspective is always valuable. I don't have any real criticisms about the current council. I haven't been, you know, privy to a lot of their discussions and a lot of the issues facing them today. But I would say that it's always good to have fresh perspective. I think I'm a creative person. I'm a business person. And I think that I have something to offer.
Coming up in October, why should voters put a check mark beside the name of Donna Pammer for Ward 1?
I offer honesty, leadership, an open ear, and I'm passionate about helping to make our community stronger.
Okay, so if any voters are looking to reach out to Ward 1 candidate Donna Pammer, how could they do that?
You can reach out to me on my Facebook page or by contacting me with email at donnapammer@gmail.com.
All right, Donna Pammer, Ward 1 candidate for council coming up this October. Donna, thank you so much for your time and good luck this fall.
Thanks, Chris.